filling in for my amazing co-host Alex is my other amazing lady in my life, my wife Lindsay, with the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
So it sounds like Steve Harvey might be losing his talk show in the fall when Kelly Clarkson's new show starts. He talked about this at the Variety Entertainment Summit and said until they made an announcement a couple weeks ago that they wanted to give Kelly Clarkson the owned and operated NBC networks, that's my slot. He said he thought he was coming back until he heard that. He was a little disappointed that nobody gave him a heads up.
I thought it would have been nice of them to come to me as being the only dude that's survive for them for 7 years and say, Steve, we're thinking about doing this, but no, they just made an announcement. You know, we can't all just hear, you can't make announcements and don't expect to have to hear one yourself. I'm working. It'll be something real cute.
That sucks. I would be pretty upset if I found out that way.
Yeah, sounds like he was a little caught off guard. Keke Palmer took to Instagram to address her former mentor, R. Kelly. She said she was hurt and saddened by his actions. She wrote a long post after watching the docuseries and said she had spent the last hour crying after watching it. And she continued, I am hurt and saddened because he could have been a blessing to these women, but instead he repeatedly took advantage, and that I cannot accept. It's really unfortunate and really sad what's been happening with that. And finally, nobody wants their nude pics getting out. It sounds like a Jeff Bezos may have sent some nudes to his mistress, Lauren Sanchez.
What?
Yes, and the National Enquirer claims that they have them, but that they're too raunchy to post.
Do you think he did kind of like the D in a box thing with an Amazon box? Just open it up. It's my in an Amazon box.
Maybe. And they have also said that the two didn't start dating until after their marriages were over, but the Enquirer claims that some of the texts they have predate his separation. So
interesting.
And I thought this was funny too, because he owns the Washington Post. They reached out to him for comment and he said he supports journalistic efforts and does not intend to discourage reporting about him.
Well, that's interesting. There you go.
Yep. And that is the garbage on right. Radio Now.
Thank you so much, Lindsay, my wife, filling in for Alex, who's on vacation.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next, this could be very interesting. How did you get your nickname? This girl got her nickname as Dixie, and this one's going to be kind of for the adults. We'll explain next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.